Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. The soul never doubts. We have tried to understand Paul, a non-dual mystic, with our simplistic dualistic minds. The Christ that he met was not exactly identical to the historical Jesus. It was the risen Christ, the Christ who remains with us now in spirit as the universal Christ. Suddenly, while traveling to Damascus, just before he reached the city, there came a light from heaven all around him. He fell to the ground. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. The body of Christ is an organic, ontological union between Christ and those who Christ loves, which is everyone and everything. Whatever you do to these least ones, you do to me. Until grace achieves the same victory in our minds and hearts, we cannot really comprehend most of Jesus and Paul's teaching in any practical way. It will remain distant theological dogma. Before conversion, we tend to think of God as out there. After transformation, the soul never doubts. God was in her. She was in God. Paul's revelation of Christ completely changed his way of thinking and being. He experienced the great paradox that the crucified Jesus was in fact alive. The truth in paradoxical language lies precisely in the resolution of the tug of war between two. Higher truths invariably undo the logical principle of contradiction. For example, God is both one and three. Jesus is both human and divine. Bread and wine are both matter and spirit. We have lost touch with paradoxical, mystical, or contemplative thinking. Contemplative thinking dissolves the strict line between good and bad, between in-group and out-group. Once the conflict has been overcome in you, you realize you are a living paradox, and so is everyone else. You begin to see life in a truly spiritual way. Dualistic thinking usually takes one side, dismisses the other, and stops there. Contemplative thinking forces us onto the horns of the dilemma and invites us to wrestle with the paradox. If we stay with the struggle, we realize that we eventually experience reconciliation on a higher level, beyond the essential struggle where almost all of us start. We are already flowing in this Christ consciousness, this Trinitarian flow of life and love moving in and around and through everything. Rest in this knowing. A way through. One of the dialectics that Paul presents is the perennial conflict that today we call conservative and liberal. In his writings, Paul's own people, the Jews, his metaphor for pious, law-abiding conservatives, the Greeks, his metaphor for intellectuals, cultural critics, liberals. Paul sees the Jews trying to create order in the world by obedience to law, tradition, and kinship ties. The Greeks try to create order by reason, understanding, logic, and education. Neither of them can finally succeed because they do not have the ability to incorporate the negative. The greatest enemy of ordinary daily goodness and joy is not imperfection, but the demand for some supposed perfection or order. The revelation of the cross is a way through all absurdity and tragedy. That way is precisely through accepting and even using absurdity and tragedy as part of God's unfathomable agenda. The cross gives us a precise and profound way through the shadow side of life and through all disappointments. Conservatives and liberals are both inadequate and finally wrong. Such worldviews will eventually fail people. Suffering the folly of the cross breaks down the dualistic mind. Why? The compassionate holding of essential meaninglessness or tragedy is the final and triumphant resolution of all the dualisms and dichotomies that we face in our own lives. May we too bear witness to an intense and deeply transforming faith, rooted both in powerful personal experience and in the community of disciples, affirming a deep union with the divine which does not negate our own identity, but enables us to live within the divine nature itself. Sing the praises of active love, of charity, inspired by the fire of divine love, and outline a vision of the cosmic Christ, the Christ who is all and is in all. The Holy Spirit grants all a surpassing knowledge, and in this way proves to us that we are children of God, who can also call God Abba, Father. Christ's Spirit prays in us with sighs too deep for words. Linked intimately to a loving knowledge of the Christ is a secret and hidden wisdom of God, a peace beyond all understanding, and a supreme consolation. Those living in Christ's Spirit experience a richer way of life filled with love, joy, peace, self-control, gentleness, patience, and kindness that enables them to bear each other's burdens. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Being in Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Rest in this knowing. Love is the heart of justice. Paul was a Jewish Christ mystic whose identity became an identity in Christ. Paul's transformation involved an identity transplant. His old identity was replaced by a new identity in Christ. His spirit had been replaced by the Spirit of Christ. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Love is a spiritual gift. As a spiritual gift, love is the most important result and evidence of a spirit transplant. As the primary fruit of the Spirit, it is also the criterion by which the other gifts are evaluated. As the primary fruit of a Spirit-filled life, love is about more than our relationships with individuals. Love has a social meaning as well. The social form of love is distributive justice and nonviolence, bread and peace. Life in Christ also means standing against the domination systems that ruled the world and collaborating with the Spirit in the creation of a new way of life that stood in contrast to the normalcy of the wisdom of the world. Love and justice go together. Justice without love can be brutal, and love without justice can be banal. Love is the heart of justice, and justice is the social form of love. Christ's love is with us in all things, especially suffering. As our spiritual life matures, our conviction of union with the Spirit of Christ becomes deeper and more stable. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The heart of this mystery is holding the paradox of suffering and new life, Christ's crucifixion and resurrection together. Suffering and death are everywhere, from roadkill to mass shootings to tsunamis. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only creation, but we ourselves. The metaphor of labor pains implies that suffering is woven into the process of creation from the very start, and it continues through the birth of new creation. We experience resurrection embedded in travail itself. Without the resurrection to enliven the experience of suffering, we can be afflicted and crushed, perplexed and driven to despair, struck down and destroyed. According to the gospel accounts, the risen Jesus repeatedly displays his wounds. They are not left behind. Christ is both crucified and risen, and baptism is immersion into both sides of this paschal mystery. The resurrection eradicates present affliction with hope streaming to us from the glory yet to be revealed. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening
on the earth.
I'm listening
on the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.